Okay, so today is obviously, for me, a very emotional day, you know, to give the last year of Pel Yoetz in my tenure in Kol Nefesh HaChaim, of course, you know,
it's 10 years?
In my tenure of my experience, of my time period being in the Kol, it's been a very, very enriching experience. It's been a very enlivening experience. I've made a lot of amazing connections, relationships with people, and Ritz Hashem, I've also learned that I'm easily replaceable, which is the best feeling to hear, because that a person could feel that they're so unreplaceable that things will fall apart, then you would never leave. But you have to move on. And realize that you did your job here, you move on, you do your job somewhere else, and the Eibishter runs the Welt. You know? Now let's continue in what we're doing in the Pel Yoetz. Now we're discussing actually the Indian of Guf. I apologize, we were going to do Gilach, but really Guf is over here. Okay, Hinei HaGuf L'Gabe HaNefesh. Page 90, the bottom. Hine haguf legabe hanefesh ka'ayin nechshav u'mehelet yimat. V'roi l'chol bardas l'sagef es gufoi. The body is purely just a mirage. The body is just a conception of the mind. What does that mean? And they say, like, you know, if someone's working out, they have all these, like, these trainers. They say, the pain is just laziness leaving your body, right? When you're working out, it's really painful. And the sweat is just your body crying that it doesn't want to move, right? It's real. How you relate to your body, it's self-limiting. The body is, of course, filled with the amount of sensors and experiences and relationships. Has all these different warning signs to tell you that you're hitting your max. But the truth is, if anybody knows, and of course Nassim Meir can tell you, you know, as the Olam says, he's jacked, right? He's looking good. What happened? How do you get to that place? Because you have to put in a lot of effort. By the way, how do you build muscle? What do you do? What's happening to muscle? How does muscle get grown? You rip the muscles when you're working out. Inherently, the muscles are ripping, and by the ripping, it actually gets created. I mean, the very essence of destruction is what actually creates the growth itself. Interestingly enough, biologically, that's true. All the more so spiritually as well. A person has to push and push and push. Push where it hurts. Push past your perceived sense of boundaries of what you think you are. Many times I would learn with Bakrim and I would say, you know, have you thought about maybe learning during Bein HaStarim? So, Bein HaStarim, I would burn out if I learned. I said, I'm not handling, like, you know, 2 hours. You, of course, go play basketball, go take a nap. But maybe come 10 minutes earlier than before Second Seder and learn Bein HaStarim 10 more minutes after. He says, oh, I'm scared. It'll be too intense. It'll be too much. I said, that's a person. Again, whether the 10 minutes would help or wouldn't help doesn't matter. But the idea or the rejection of the idea is because we're so scared of our sense of limitations. We're scared, if I push any further, oh yeah, everything's going to fall apart. And that's not true. A person has to constantly be testing themselves, pushing themselves, how much they can handle, how much they think they can handle. And it happens all the time. A person has ADD. Oh yeah, I have ADD. I just can't stay in one place. Be an experiment. Take an experiment. For 5 minutes, I'm going to sit for 5 minutes more. I'm not going to get up to the bathroom. I'm not going to, maybe for 5 more minutes. Again, of course, go to the bathroom on time. But don't just jump out of the bed. Don't just jump, I apologize. Don't just jump. You should jump out of bed. You shouldn't just jump out of your seat. We have a lot of times where we're just constantly here, constantly there. But push yourself. Push yourself a little bit more to what you think is your perceived sense of boundaries. And therefore, he says, Roy Lechol Bar Das, a person should really, in a sense, be willing to subject their body towards a little bit of pain. If you take a look at the Western society today, 90% of Western society and every invention that's been created since, like, the Industrial Revolution has been how to make sure that we don't feel pain. If you look at most in most inventions, it's all with the ultimate idea in mind of comfort itself. Thank you. Purely just comfort. But I would even add a more different element to it. It's not just comfort. It's pain aversion. The amount of time that you'll have these inventors sitting crouched for hours on end working on a tiny little thing. Why? In order to not be in pain. So you see that. The amount of pain they'll subject themselves to in order to ultimately not have pain, it's quite fascinating. Why? People will subject themselves to pain in order not to feel pain. Because why? The whole yesod is how to stay away from feeling negative. That goes by so psychologically. People will do anything possible not to feel any sense of guilt or shame or anything like that. And people will physically run away from whatever amounts of possible, oh, that hurts and this is uncomfortable and this is uncomfortable. A person has to be able to embrace discomfort. In order to grow, you have to embrace discomfort. This is a conversation that was happening yesterday. We're not going to go into it, but the Soyd HaDavar is that it's become almost like a de rigueur question now that I'm getting also. I have students from students in yeshivas, you know, girls in seminary. How many questions do I get during the 9 days? Rabbi, am I allowed to take a shower? I say, yeah, a cold shower, for sure. You're allowed to take a cold shower. Don't say, no, I'll take a cold shower. No, but that's painful. I can't do that. So then, yeah, Isn't that the point of the 9 days? The point of the 9 days is to be slightly uncomfortable. The point of the 9 days is to be slightly uncomfortable. And yet we've become to such a degree that we're so aversive to the idea of feeling any sense of pain. But that's not how life is built. Life is built in the embracing of the pain. That through embracing the opportunities of, yeah, feeling a little bit of discomfort, discomfort leads towards general happiness. And you see Western society, the amount of creature comforts that we have today actually directly has led to probably the most depressed generation that has ever graced this planet in human history. And yes, it's an actual fact. You can take a look at it. Okay. That what happens, you have some situations and experiences where a person's flying, you could be flying a premium El Al, and because you don't want to get up and get your bag to put on your tefillin, it's just uncomfortable. You're on premium El Al! You're premium, you're flying first class, and you can't even get up to do it. You can't even get up. You're sitting, Baruch Hashem, in an air-conditioned base manager because you have to get a safer from the other cross, the other side of the room. You think we fakared? Yeah, all things are taken care of. Now you're free. You have your mind totally free to be able to take it, to embrace getting the safer across the street, across the hall. The answer is because the more you feed into this, the less you feed into this, which is the neshama I'm pointing to. That people will get, like you said before, to subject themselves to such degrees of discomfort in order to get to a place of comfort. Why would a person be a businessman and run out to every single, try to get this deal and sell this wear and do this and do that and step hours and hours on end, be lawyers and doctors and develop ulcers by the amount of hours they spend on their craft? Why? Because they want to make money. Makes sense. They want creature comforts. So they're willing to subject themselves to complete bodily destruction in order to ultimately get to a place where they then can sit on their yacht and be comfortable. But the problem is they're dying young. They have no family. They have no sense of comfort. Why? Because they put all their koiches in things that were totally worthless. But alachas kam v'cham for a spiritual life, to be able and to be willing to subject yourself to slight discomforts in order to live a higher state of being. Rak kol ma sheyesh lachos hu lefi she'alidei chabros hanefesh im haguf yuchal liskois lo'or ha'chaim l'maylo l'man sor mishol mato. Nim shekol asher le'ish sarach shitim ba'ad nafshay guf v'moydai ka shitim b'shvil shelo yahareg v'zeh kol odom. Person's entire essence is to push it not to be so evil, these things. Anna, Aisha Shah Khanu Hashem Dasli Yos Oyev is Hashem Be'emes, Kashayos Machmas Yos Neshama Neshama. Kamis Navsha Yimsar Al Kush is Hashem. A person should be willing to throw their lives in front of the altar of Hashem, right? But obviously, if a person is placed in that scenario, then we have to be willing to do it. We have to be willing to stand up to that. Ad Shim Hoya Nichnas Tachas Evsha Shoivit is Hashem Yorish Gehenu Leyerd Blever Shachas Shinish Masa Nisrefis Unasis Efer Bishul Asis Nachas Rech Leyerd. So, person should really, Bamish, your entire life being, your life purpose should be towards giving Hashem that Nachas to make Hashem happy. Kachi Chavisenu, Kach Noi Vayalonu. Avami Aisha Chacham Yavin Ezois Al Koponim Nases Asher Bekuchenu Lases Ad Makum Shiyad. That person should, again, to re-straighten their conception of what is the purpose of life, the purpose of the material, or it's of the spiritual. Okay, obviously we're in material bodies, but we can raise our bodies to be spiritual beings within the material. That's a beautiful message to leave off.